Thanks for listening to Computer Done with Computer One, and this is on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Free from Radio, and rest in peace, Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Hey, listen to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. If I asked you if you're a good person, and you said yes, which I think you might, how would you back that up? Would you provide examples? Would you just give your own personal philosophy? How would you do it? That's what we're going to talk about today. Fast and Loose, stay here.
I knew then what I Butterflies, so I put their wings into my mouth and said a prayer for our safe arrival. And then a big black car crossed our path, and I wondered whether or not that ship was empty.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sometimes you find it with that background music, Pacific theme, broken social scene. And I've been doing this show for like 6 years. And I just, you know, I've gone through periods where it's like, I'll do this, or I'll like use the same album or whatever. But I think this one's gonna stay. You know, trial and error. The name of a lot of shows here. A lot of shows. Anyway, we listened to just like right off the top there. That was the Sunset Rubdown. You Go On Ahead for a While. Trumpet 2, 2009. Big college album because you kind of have to give it a chance. And it definitely doesn't sound like what you were listening to. It doesn't sound like Weezer, you know? So you have to sort of come in there and be like, all right, okay, music's like college radio, what this is. Now and Then from Slogren. Yeah, that's both of those pretty typical cases. There it is. More to come. And I was reminded of some other songs that I wanted to play. And I'm going to play those. This is what I'm going to do. Anyway, top of the hour, I asked, if you were a good person, how would you know? How would you prove it? I gave a couple examples, you know. Maybe you give examples about yourself. Maybe you tell me to ask your friends. That's something, right? And so the theme of this show is virtue tested, virtue untested. Been reading Paradise Lost all semester. Book 9, masterpiece. A masterpiece amidst a masterpiece. And I told my professor I was going to write a book about, or I read a paper. It's going to be long. It's going to be like a book. About like the ethics of Paradise Lost. And he looked at me and he growled. I'm not kidding. He growled. And he goes, if I tried to do that, I might lose my mind. I might lose my mind. He goes, how about this? How about you write the ethics of like line 200 to 400 of book 9 of Paradise Lost? How about that? Maybe you can sneak that in under 50 pages. Maybe. That's right. We'll see. See what I can do there. Anyway. The line in that thing, which is definitely going to make it into whatever piece I write. Eden is no Eden untested. Which is a question. Can you have virtue if you've never been tested? And what is testing virtue? I'll leave it at that. And let's turn it over to our friend, the philosopher Julian.
We'll be right back.
out of twigs and stars. I am a house, but I'm not a
I can hear you crying.
tired. I can hear cry. I can hear rocking him. I can hear rocking him crying. All around me, I can't hear.
every movie I watch from the 50s, there's only one thought that swirls around my head now. And that's that everyone there on the screen, yeah, everyone there on the screen, well, they're all dead now. They're all dead now. And it ain't easy living above. And I can't help but keep falling in love with bones and ashes. Bones and ashes. When the color's too bold and bright, I'm daydreaming in black and white until it passes. Until it passes. To my back to make me smile, to make me smile. And the only way I seem to cope is by trying to hold on to hope, if just for a while, if just for a while.
Cut right in here and say, looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We heard Twigs and Stones. No, we heard The Modern Age by Strokes, 2001. Oof. What's the age when you're just not a punk rock, when you're not punk anymore? There's an age cutoff. There is. And it just is like, okay, now. Once Henry Rollins is in the movie Heat, it's like, nah, you're not. You're in it. You're in the game now. There's no resisting that which you have accepted into your life. Twigs and Stones by Siskiyou. Naeem by Bon Iver. Fever by Roosevelt. Here to Forever by Death Cab for Cutie. We were listening to that yesterday. My three-year-old daughter asked, what is pressure? And I was like, well, I can explain to you that it's, force distributed over area. But pressure in terms of, like, what he's talking about, I want to feel the pressure of God or whatever. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What a question. And I don't know if you talk to a lot of kids. They will not let up. They will follow up with your answers. And they kind of know if you're sort of just, like, beating around the bush. If you're just like, well, you know, it's just sort of this thing that people feel. Lock into that. And she wants to know. Her mind is like a, you know, absorbing everything. But anyway, I love those two questions that Ben asks. I want to know the measure from here to forever, and I want to feel the pressure of God or whatever. I think that's great because I think it brings up like a really important point about whether or not belief is like dictating your experience. Can you feel something without going and searching for it? You know, can you just be like blindsided by something that is outside of maybe a method of understanding that you've got right now? Anyway, on the subject of virtue, I will circle back. Normally I don't, but I'll do that now. Also, World Sick is playing in the background in case anybody's wondering. A great Broken Social Scene song, which has words, and I would, you know, it would be a song that I'd play, but I really wanted to catch the intro. So I just kind of like, I just like it playing in the background. I'll re-listen to the episode, and if it's too distracting, maybe we'll stick to other things. Anyway, there's a real question of ethics of like, I tend to think of things in terms of like power dynamics. That's sort of me and my, I've always been like a, like, I learned about communism when I was maybe a little bit too young, and I was like, I'm in on that. And then you hear about all the terrible stuff, and you're like, yeah, maybe we just didn't give it a good enough shot. Like, that's like, on my worst days, that's where I'm at on all that stuff. And then, of course, like, sort of like modern socialism, where you're just like, yeah, okay, I'm in on that. And then you see a lot of that sort of in current government form. But anyway, high school communist Nate was a real bag of potatoes. Anyway, we had a discussion about this of like hierarchy versus ecosystem, you know, less so much thinking of the world as like one giant hierarchy and power dynamic and everyone's got power over everybody else and that kind of thing. And more like a soccer team where everyone's got their roles, and some roles are certainly more prominent than others in certain value systems. But like, you can change roles everywhere you want, and there isn't really necessarily like, you know, you can't. You're at a disadvantage if all parts aren't being played. And so I think like thinking of this hierarchy more as ecosystem makes a lot more sense. And certainly when it comes to like virtue tested versus virtue untested, when you think of yourself as an independent thinker, an independent actor, I think there's a real question as to whether or not you need to do that in an ecosystem where your presence or your worth or your merit is already known, because you're already working for, you know, the good of the system, and you're within a system, and your role is very defined. You know, individually, that might sound like absolutely terrible, because it's like, well, you know, what else do I become other than my identity within the system? But on the other hand, it's like, hey, this is nice. I don't have to go out proving myself anymore, because I am needed in this world. So anyway, just something to think about. That was sort of like pre-fall, post-fall ethics in Paradise Lost is what brought that up. Because I think now proving yourself is really important. And that's sort of the ethics of our time now, is that like there is no virtue except for that which is tested. I think pre-fall, and sort of in a utopian sense or in like a heaven type of sense, you can have virtue untested. I think post-fall, you cannot have virtue untested. So chew on that. And we'll come right back in. Here we go. Ah!
awake, laying in my bed till the evening, till the sun's up, I'm sleeping. I don't feel like moving a toe or finger. If I can't see her, why be sincere with you? Lamp lights, glass eyes, keeping me awake. Nightmares, bad dreams, don't know what's at stake. Try as I might, I still see you in the night. Fighting off a feeling that I know down deep inside.
In your gut. coffee that is made from Qatar got rid of me. All those feelings every day, the bus stop was the size of the entire world. The ball that broke your tooth and carving at me all the time was I had done you wrong. I hope I'm sorry, certain times in our lives come to take up more space than others. And time's gonna take its time. The McKinney said I broke in over the summer. It was the evening when he climbed that tree. I was afraid what he was doing inside, so I followed him to stop a robbery.
So that's going to be it for me today. Let's talk about what we listened to. That was a long one. I really just kind of went for it, right? World Sick, just kind of ended that. Well, I was talking about this. 15 Step by Radiohead. No Dancing by Knox Fortune. And I'll be this. 15 Step kind of launched me into like, I don't know, what are like some songs that sound like that? Some like non-songs that sound like that? No Dancing by Knox Fortune, like Oh Like H, Tegan Sarah 2 came to mind. Like Oh Like H is a fantastic song. That's just, I don't know. I mean, long time ago. But that's this show, right? The people who are listening to this, they know. We all know we're old, and that's the frickin' deal. Anyway, thanks for listening. Big time shout out to Molly and all the folks here in Somerville, downtown Boston, Cambridgeville, Cambridge Theological Society, all the guys out there listening, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Really appreciate it, and I will be back here next week, potentially reading excerpts from my thesis, which I turned in yesterday. And we'll see. Maybe you'll be one of those people that I just email it to, just without warning. Last song here is Lady Daydream by Mr. Twin Sister, and play it out. Thank you for listening. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around. Some great stuff is on the horizon. Enjoy the sun.